come the Hawks, the mighty Blackhawks. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you, Blackhawks. You're flying high now, so let's wrap it up. Let's go, you Hawks, move on. Now all the Hawks, here come the
Hawks. That is some 60s fabulousness right there.
It is.
Jingle singing.
Love that.
Today's broadcast from the United Center for the Hawks take on Nashville, sponsored by Geico. Visit them at geico.com or 800-947-AUTO. This man needs no introduction. He's Tony Esposito. He is a Hall of Famer. He's a legend, international sports legend, and he sits with us every couple of weeks when we're here, and sometimes I just can't believe it.
I just can't believe it
that you're sitting right here.
Thank you, Ro. Thank you, Anna.
Good to see you, Tony. Always love when you stop by and talk to us.
Let me talk to you about these goaltenders. This is interesting because you got Cam Ward playing. I think once he realized it was really going to be him, for a long stretch of time here, you saw a different level of focus, and you got this this young kid from Rockford, who's playing really, really well. Talk about what it when you have to change your pattern from being the backup to the full time goalie, or stepping into the role of a backup from being a full time goalie at the level below. What does that do? Does it create more focus?
Yes, I think it does, because, for example, Cam Ward, he's always been a starter. So all of a sudden you're thrown in every two or three weeks against a tough team. It just doesn't work with a guy like him. He's a veteran. He needs to get some ice time. And I think we got a good mix now with Delia and Ward. I mean, they're both playing very well.
Yeah. What do you like about Delia? What do you see as a – obviously, you know, you have a very different eye than we mere mortals out here. What do you see in his game that you think gives you a lot of hope?
Well, I think that the thing I like about him is he competes really well. And the thing, like last game, he kept us in the third period after, you know, we had a chance early. And then we were forcing the play, and we created a lot of several two-on-ones against us. Mm-hmm. And as a result, he made big saves, and he kept us close. And you know, he's played very well. And you know, I don't know how many, he's got 4 games in the league.
Yeah, I think four or five.
Five starts,
and he's played well in every game. So yeah. How could you complain about that?
Right.
And a good mixture with Ward, because it gives the kid a little breather, and
yeah,
you work them both. Why not?
I like it. I always wonder, to me, the scariest single thing you can do in sports, other than being a Bears place kicker, is to be an NHL goalie, right? I mean, it's just because when all of a sudden there's a breakaway, and it's you, and it's that guy or two guys, and you got to figure out where that thing is going to go. And I just wonder, for a kid like Delia, who, you know, is now stepping up, and he's made the big time. He's in the show, right? And he's coming out of Rockford. Talk about the difference between playing in, you know, that league versus the NHL.
Well, the difference is the speed. The speed and the hardness of the shots is a little different. So he's getting used to the quickness, because, you know, a lot of guys in Rockford are probably not NHLers because of lack of speed. And our game is, you can't hesitate. Bang, bang, the puck's passed, you know.
Right.
You know how it works. You got the best in the world.
I actually don't know how it works. But
I would never want to. But
I've seen it enough to go, oh, my God, yes. I can't play. I don't want to be that guy. Right.
The best place you think you can see a game is from the goaltender's perspective. Sit behind him and you just have such an appreciation for what people like you have done in this league.
Well, it's a tough job. It's like a quarterback, not a place kicker.
Yeah,
like a quarterback.
Oh, it is. No, for sure. Listen, Tony, I cannot get it out of my head what I saw on Sunday. I just can't get it out of my
We're
head.
Still in mourning.
I got issues.
What happens is, a goaltender is like the quarterback. If he doesn't have a good game, you don't win.
Right. That's for sure.
It's true.
That is for sure.
Corey Crawford seen in the building today after morning skate, saying hello to people, smiling, and, you know, at least some good signs from him in terms of the way he's feeling and presenting himself. He's still in concussion protocol, but a lot to come back from, and we're all wishing him the best.
Well, you have to take your time when there's a situation like that, and it's like it's second or third time now.
Yeah.
You start thinking, you know, what's your priorities in life?
Right.
Sure.
Because we've seen there's so much science now on this in terms of what all of this means and the cumulative nature of it.
Right.
And it's a big decision for him. There's no question about it. We'll see. I mean, obviously, you know, we're not having this, you know, any kind of a definitive conversation here because we don't really ultimately know. And nor his medical professionals probably ultimately know. But we'll just see. And, you know, in terms of his, as it pertains to what's happening on the ice right now, I think that this team is in as good a hands as we could have hoped for without Corey Crawford.
Well, I think we're playing very well. I think right now, in the last two or three weeks, we've picked it up an awful lot. And our goaltending's been solid. And in fact, it's been way better than average. It's been excellent goaltending.
And a lot of two-way playing, too. You know, you are seeing guys get back on defense better.
Absolutely.
And digging. You're seeing, that to me, I think, is the biggest difference between the first half of the season, the first third, I guess. Let's break this into thirds. Between the first third and now we're in the second third, that you're seeing guys really aggressively going after the puck, you know, behind the net and stuff like that, where you weren't seeing before.
Well, it's a sense of urgency right now.
For sure.
You can't go into any kind of a slump. You got to win 60 or 70% of your games.
I think that's about 70% right now in order to climb the teams.
Well, we're about 5 points out now?
Six points out, but you got to climb four teams.
Yeah.
And that's your issue. And that's but I think you're going to have, I don't know, you know, Savard tried to explain the whole math to me, and I got a headache. Did he do that it's like throwing it, give me a flow chart, and I'm like, I don't know. But I think Chicagoans still believe in this team. I think this team still believes in this team, and that's the most important thing.
Sure. Well, I think it's the way things are going. We're certainly on the upswing. I mean, you know, we've been playing very well lately. Kane has been
spectacular.
Best I've seen him play ever.
Wow.
And, amazing.
And, you know, he's doesn't have the help he had before in the past. But overall, I just think that we're playing an up-tempo game. And it seems like the urgency and the caring is there. And when we're doing the right thing and we're winning games, and that's all we can ask for, just win your games.
Right.
How much credit do you give to Jeremy Colleton, Tommy? What have you seen from him so far in the small sample size we have?
Well, he's doing a good job, I think. He's, he's a young guy, and he's learning. He's on a learning curve, but he's adjusting really, really rapidly. And I think that he's doing an excellent job, and I just hope that the players respond enough.
Well, tonight they take on the dreaded, hated, feared Predators. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm so dismayed and bewildered by the Predators becoming, you know, a chief rival, and the Golden Knights are, you know, the most dangerous team in the West. The whole thing, I don't understand
what's
hockey
happening
anymore. I mean, it's right. It's confusing to me. But this really, going back to 2010, turned into a really nice rivalry between these two teams.
Oh, and I think so.
And it's a lot of fun to watch. You know, I mean, the Blues, you know, always, since the Red Wings obviously moved to the East, Blues are kind of our central rival. But I think the Predators, that's as much fun for me as it is for anybody else.
Well, the Nashville is, they got a solid team there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very, very solid, good team. And they'll be in the playoffs. And nothing I'd like better than to knock them off tonight.
Yes.
That'd be beautiful.
That would be, well, we need all the points we can get. I will take ties against the East and wins against the West. That's the way I'm looking at it. And if we can just do that for the rest of the season, I think we're going to be okay, Tony.
I think so. I just hope that we can keep this trend going, and we don't fall into that funk, you know, that we are in. And nobody can understand why a team does that. they go on a losing streak.
Right.
And
especially the team, right?
And then they rebound, and then we come back.
That's where we are now. Tony, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you always.
Ro.
Such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
Tony Esposito, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!